Welcome to another episode of The Doghouse, not live. Not live.
Not dead either.
Podcast.
Oh, I don't know.
Wow, it's been a long time since I've used this mic.
Yeah, it's strictly a podcast once again.
High performing podcast.
Sort of.
I don't know if
we're high performing.
Podcast. I don't even know about that right now. I'm back to working the board.
A good-looking podcast. Yeah.
Good-looking. I will give you good-looking.
Yeah, you're right. We've taken a giant step backwards. Phil's operating
the board. Modern Radio has taken a big step backwards again.
That's right.
Right here.
No video and Phil operating the board.
Yeah, well, I had to ban Durka from the show this week.
Where's Durka?
Banning?
Yes, I banned him. So, yesterday, Durka keeps one of his many motorhomes at my property. So, when my family comes to visit, they have a place to sleep. And it needed some repair.
Is that one of those mobile mosques?
Provost?
Mobile mosque?
Yes, a provost mosque.
Okay.
Right? So he keeps that there, you know, and I hear the wake up, the morning call prayer, whatever.
Friday morning
wake
call
up, the,
prayer.
The guy singing, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Right? So it needed some repairs. Actually, we took the whole front off his motorhome. He got Class C. Mm-hmm. And we took the whole front off his motorhome yesterday. And we rebuilt it and put it all back together. He's touching it. He's still got some touch up to do. But his wife made us lunch, his wife made us dinner, and for after dinner, she made cupcakes. And she said, I'm going to make you guys some cupcakes while we were out there working. I'm fat. I like cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, there's no doubt about it in anybody's mind that I like cupcakes.
Yeah, Phil pretty much doesn't say no to anything that isn't moving too fast.
All right.
With or without icing, with or without sprinkles.
Whoa. That's where you're wrong.
Yeah.
So we walk inside. We walk inside, and I don't know, his wife was upstairs doing something, and Durka goes to me, goes, you want a muffin? I said, those aren't muffins. Those are cupcakes. I said, she's probably letting them cool before she put the icing on. He goes, oh, okay, we'll eat them with the icing on. And we sat down. We had dinner and everything. She goes, I make cupcakes. Anybody want any? Yeah. So she brings them over. I said, why aren't you going to put icing on them? I never put icing on them. What? How can you not put icing on a cupcake?
How do you not put icing on a cupcake?
I'm like, Durka, how did you marry this woman?
Yeah, really.
Have you not seen Cupcake Wars?
So she's like, oh my God, thank God I have some pre-made, I had to eat like Betty Crocker icing.
That's like an abomination.
Who does that? I'm like, Durka, how could you marry? I'm confused.
That's the difference between a cupcake and a muffin. Muffins don't have frosting, and cupcakes do.
Frosting on a muffin. But you're right. That's the difference.
Right. That's the difference.
Yeah, I was hoodwinked, bamboozled, stumptified.
I don't know.
And that was worthy of banning him for a week.
Yes, yes. You go in the timeout box for that.
Right, yeah. Well, if you marry somebody who doesn't understand what a cupcake
need
is.
Well, if she was
like, you know, from Botswana or something, didn't know what a cupcake was, I'd understand, but she's not.
Or from, like, Mars and didn't know what sugar was.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. That's pretty sad.
So that's all I'm saying. He is serving a one-week suspension.
Well, but it was an on-the-spot correction. She was able to put some icing on it.
Well, did she open up a can of Betty Crocker canned frosting?
Yeah.
Well, wow.
It still counts.
And then she, like, half-assed iced
them. That's not even frosting.
Yeah. She, like, half... Like, I could still see cake around the ice side
of
the icing.
She just tickled it.
Yeah, and I'm like, they're like, do you want another one? I'm like, I'm going to go home. And on the way home, I stopped and got some real junk food and stuff.
Right.
That's why I ate ice cream for dinner today.
Yes. He actually did. He ate ice cream for dinner.
So, anyways, enough of that. I mean, I just wanted to bring that up, but that's why Durka's not here.
Well, I can understand that. I hope he doesn't take his own life after that experience.
I would.
I don't know. Apparently, no. He doesn't know. Maybe that's what he's used to. Maybe that's a New Hampshire. Is it a New Hampshire thing? They're both from New Hampshire, right?
Yeah.
It could be a Northeast thing. You know, they're all
it's
awful
not a
liberal thing.
I can tell you it's not a Northeast thing because I'm from the Northeast, and we definitely had frosting on the cupcakes when I grew up.
Most of the time where I grew up in the Northeast, we didn't have the cake part of the cupcake.
It was just
one of those little paper things filled with frosting.
Get yourself your
and
own
overfilling.
Tub.
Yeah, pretty much. No, everything was made from scratch, you know.
You still make a tub of icing.
Yeah.
Phil's takes in so much sugar that diabetes is afraid of him.
Yeah.
We'll give diabetes, diabetes.
Yeah, right. Diabetes couldn't last in my body.
That's
all I'm saying about that. All right, I'm sorry.
This weekend, I went up to a family reunion in Pawling, New York, which is
North American speed records are usually set right there on the New York State Turnpike.
That is true. And
we talk about that a lot.
I guess it's probably about 45 miles northeast of northwest of the city of Manhattan, right?
Yeah, about that.
I would say
northwest.
Yeah,
you know. And I noticed how many bagels and hard rolls you brought back.
I didn't get to anywhere because it was like a total panic the whole time we were there. The only thing that came back was Pennsylvania Dutch Birch beer.
So in other words, Ken said, I took care of myself, F you guys.
Apparently, you didn't need my help because you had hard rolls come your way.
I had icingless cupcakes.
And I wouldn't bring back hard rolls for Warren anyway.
Yeah, that's true. He wouldn't understand.
No, it'd be pointless. He'd say, I can get better things at the grocery store. Yeah. He wouldn't get it.
Yeah, and he wouldn't understand you got to put butter on them. And I'm like, why would you eat bread and butter?
I'm from the South.
But I went up there.
Biscuits.
Now, I got to ask you guys, since I wasn't around here, Friday night up, I was sitting out on my sister's deck outside. You know, she's about 20 miles outside Philadelphia. I guess 20, maybe a little bit more. And
you got mugged.
It got chilly. Did it get chilly here Friday night?
No.
I mean, it got chilly. I mean, down in the low 60s chilly.
Oh, yeah. Where I live, which is like borderline of mountains.
Right.
You know, I mean, like there's literally mountains to my right and left out of my front door.
Right.
It got down to like 58 on Friday and 58 on Saturday.
Chilly. Yeah, that's chilly.
At night, you know, like 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
I was out there. 58 is not nice to me. Not this time of year.
You should be migrating to Florida soon.
Yeah, really. Apparently.
Gotta go down to the elephant graveyard. Went up there and
I had a real good time, but I got to experience what it was like for that guy that drove in that car with Jeff Gordon. Remember the commercial?
Yes.
Jeff Gordon driving.
That was awesome.
Wait, your daughter drove.
Yeah, because I was sitting in the back seat getting tossed from side to side in the car for
what kind of car does she drive?
She just got a brand new car. It's a Honda Civic SI.
Oh, sports edition.
Yeah,
sports. With an I.
Yeah, with an I.
Sports
edition. Right. Sports edition. And she can't. You know, when I change lanes, I change lanes, and I know people can't see this on radio, but I gently like slide into the next lane and back and things like that. Apparently, she thinks you have to like slam the wheel to as far, you know, lock the lock in order to change lanes.
That must be how you taught her.
No, I did not teach her that. I can tell you that for sure.
Well, she's living in Maryland, so that's how everybody drives there.
Okay. Maybe that is the Maryland influence.
It is.
But she was like, I was tired as hell coming home. And I kept falling asleep, and I would sleep for all of about, I don't know, maybe 35, 40 seconds before I get tossed to the other side of the car. So it was a really pleasant experience.
I've met Ken's daughter, and I totally can see every bit of this.
Oh, yeah. So. Anyway, I had a good time this weekend. I really enjoyed that, and it was just the weather was really, really nice up there in Pauling. I got to say there's something going for that place, at least.
So it wasn't hot. It wasn't appalling after all?
It was nice. I mean, it was actually the whole time it was beautiful being outside. I think I spent the whole weekend outside.
That's good.
Yeah, and I'm
doesn't look like you got any more sun, though.
No, because it was pretty much shaded where I was. I did get a little bit of sun, not much, because my wife did say that there was a little bit of sun in my head, but whereas most of the sun tends to migrate to these days. But other than that, I had a great time. I spent out there. Did you go for any rides this weekend?
Yeah, to Ohio and back in my truck.
Oh, in your truck. That's
12 hours total truck time.
That way you can pump in fresh air and you don't have to breathe Ohio air. I completely understand that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want to stay there because it's like being at too high of an altitude. Stay too long, it can actually take your life.
I was only about 3 miles into Ohio, so I don't know if that really counts.
Well, that's like 3 miles into Ohio is West Virginia, right?
3 miles outside of West Virginia. Across the bridge and we're right there.
That's also part of this great state we call Pennsylvania.
Right.
You know, which goes from Pennsylvania, takes Ohio, parts of Virginia, all of Kentucky, all of West Virginia, even parts of Indiana.
That's true.
You know, Pennsylvania's a pretty big state. I know our foreign listeners are going, I never done heard of Pennsylvania. But if you do a Google images of Pennsylvania, I'm sure it'll show this huge state that really...
Right, and everybody in that whole area is related to each other, so...
Yeah, they're all cousin Jeannie.
They're all Warren's kin.
Kinfolk. They're all kinfolk. They're McCain.
We've said that. We've been through there, and literally, they all look like Warren. The women, the children, the pets, the animals.
That's a good-looking group of people.
So I put in Pens with an S, and it goes Pennsylvania Lottery, Pennsylvania. It's the third thing on Google. Uh-huh. That is pretty awesome.
Yeah. But I mean, other than that, did you have any fun and do anything that was interesting when you were in Ohio?
Visit my father-in-law.
Okay.
Stepmom. Well,
I mean, that can be enjoyable, yeah, I guess.
If you get along with him, it's a good time. I had no problems with anything.
I got along with my in-laws.
Nothing motorcycle related at all this weekend.
One of the sets of them I got along with. The other ones, not so much.
So I pulled up Pencil Tugging Images because I just told people to do it, and some, like, ugly chick with no teeth.
That must
it's all
be
the same
to
girl?
You.
Yeah, well, they're...
Oh, it's some. She's a character in some TV show.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to watch
anyways,
that.
Anyways, we got some news we're going to talk about this week, and we also are going to be talking about
racing.
Motocross and what's coming up. There wasn't any actual road racing going on this past weekend.
Nope.
No, there wasn't, but there's also a couple news bits that we should probably talk about.
Yeah, so. There wasn't in the racing side of things, yes.
Yes, so there was.
So we'll definitely do that, and so we're probably going to be heading out to a break now.
Yeah, I know. I got to find the right remote.
Get rid of the one
he's
producer.
Out of practice. He's out of practice.
No, I got three mouses on the desk here.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, I don't know.
I thought the plural of mouses was
mooses.
Mice.
Mooses?
It's just mice.
What kind of music did Dirk Oliva play? Listen to this.
I don't know.
Oh, Dirk. Galakala. Dirk.
Dirk. Galakala.
I'm not sure what this is all about. I'm going to have to literally yell at him again.
Yeah.
He may be banned a second week. I don't know. I'm out of practice.
All right, so we come back. Warren's going to get us going into the news, folks, so make sure you stick around. You're listening to The Doghouse. Not new, not old, not anything.
That. Now, I had some good music.
It's not bad. It's better than what we went out to.
Yeah, it was definitely better than what we went out to.
Definitely better than what we went out to.
All right, guys. Welcome back to The Doghouse, where we spell dog, D-A-W-G.
And you will, too, or just turn off this show right now.
Forever. I don't care what your teacher taught you.
Exactly.
Do we spell house, H-A-U-S?
Although, you know, if you want to spell dog a different way, you can actually go to... www.patreon.com/NTN. Spell it any way you want if you make a donation to the show. Right?
Yeah.
And for enough, we might even change the name for enough money.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. You know, this could actually be the Wally Doghouse if you want.
You know what? I'll tell you what. For $500 to our Patreon account just once, we will title it the, you know, whatever you want.
Jim Bob.
Oh, no, Jim Bob.
No.
Anything that's not like profanity. But if you want it to be the...
No, it's not going to even... I won't even do that, because you know what's going to happen is you're going to get somebody out there that says, okay, I'm going to give you $500, and I want you to call it Three Gay Guys.
I will call it three... For $500 no. One episode. One time. I will do it.
Oh, I thought you were saying making a like.
There's a Three Gay Guys Doghouse. I'll do it.
I thought you said like. I thought you meant like a pledge for each episode.
No. Just a one time donation.
A one time donation.
You can pick the name
for one show.
For one show. That's
but if you want to name the show every week, whatever you want it to be, as long as it's not obscene, like you said, then that's going to have to be $750 an episode.
Why wouldn't you just do it once a week then?
What do you mean do it once a week? Well, the way Patreon works is you pledge a certain amount per episode.
Okay.
That's the way it works.
Whatever.
So, yeah. So
we have a PayPal account. If you want the show to email us at thepack@ntnradio.com.
Yeah, that's a doghouse at ntnradio.com.
Or doghouse@ntnradio.com.
Okay. You can go ahead
and you can name it whatever you want.
I'm kind of regretting, you know, spelling out the dog now.
Yes.
Did you actually spell it out?
He did. He went D-A-W-G.
Okay.
Anyway, well, speaking of dogs, you know that you've heard the movie Wild Hogs, Wild Hogs 2.
I did not know there was a Wild Hogs 2.
I did. Yes, there was.
I saw Wild Hogs. I did not see Wild Hogs 2.
It was okay.
I didn't even know there was a Wild Hogs 2.
Well, okay.
Well, now you can have Revenge of the Wild Hogs.
Revenge of the
Revenge
Wild Hogs?
Revenge of the Wild Hogs. But it's not what you think. It's not a movie.
Oh, it's not a movie.
It must be a barbecue sauce, a salsa?
Is it a reality television program?
Well, it was reality for one Mr. Timothy Gussler, who was riding his motorcycle somewhere in Georgia, doesn't really say where, when a group of wild hogs came running from the side of the road and wrecked his motorcycle.
Intentionally, or?
Well, I'd have to guess it would be intentional because, you know, they jumped out and took him down. So
I'm just trying to picture this in my mind right now, and this is amazing.
It wasn't Tim Allen.
I can just hear Born to Be Wild playing. Born to be wild.
And Tim Allen jumps out from the side of the road and takes him down.
Wait, a club or just like actual boars?
Actual boars.
Wow. So those are wild boars, right? Yeah. Are they wild boars or were they mixed because the boars are in the male?
Were they feral pigs?
Yes, were they feral pigs?
We don't know. Which so means they were feral. When they were hogs, it means
Will Ferrell pigs? What?
No, yeah. I was going to say, isn't Ferrell that guy that sings Be Happy?
That's Farron. Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrell?
Ferrell pig?
Bobby McFerrell pig?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. So
Tim's saying that I didn't see them until it was right on the road because the grass is about 3 feet high. All I can say is it happened right at the right time, at the right moment, because I didn't even have a chance to touch my brakes, and they were on me.
So wait. So,
Tim, what's his name? Tim
Gussler.
Tim Gussler. When grass is 3 feet high, that's called hay.
That's right. Yeah.
You don't mow that, you bale that.
Yeah, that's right.
Number two, Tim Gussler. I did not hear in this, so I fried one on the side of the road.
You got some bacon.
Roasted
out.
One.
No. So wait, I'm trying to understand this. At what speed was he going that these pigs timed it that well?
Well, he didn't say what speed he was going, but, you know, they might not have been too big, because if they're running through a 3-foot brush and they jump right out on the highway, yeah, you probably wouldn't.
Whoa, did they jump out in front of him, or did they take the bike down? Did they broadside?
They jumped in front of him and caused him to wreck.
Oh, okay.
He actually hit one of them, they took him out.
I was under the impression of the way the
story
was going.
They took their revenge for those movies.
I took that to mean that they literally jumped out the side, like up against his bike, and just took it down like they were attacking the bike.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah, right.
Militant hogs.
Yeah, and what you're saying is they jumped out of the grass and became, you know
road obstacles.
Yeah, pork speed bumps. Right.
That's essentially what they became.
I never really liked speed bumps until you put it that way.
His mouth started watering. Yeah. He just had to wipe his chin off.
I'm like, I hate speed bumps. Oh, delicious speed bumps.
Yeah. While hitting a hog on his hog left him in crutches, Gussler does see the humor in the situation. It's a little funny and a little bizarre, I guess I could say, said Gussler.
What happened to the hog? Did it say?
No.
Was it roasted?
I'm more concerned about the hog than I am about him, to be honest with you.
It doesn't say if he killed it or if he ran away. So, you know,
just pissed it off?
Just pissed it off. And I have to say, if it's any size, he probably just pissed it off unless he was going 30, 40 miles an hour.
Hogs can get big.
They can't.
I've seen 800-900 pounds.
Yeah, I don't. The wild, they don't get that big in the wild.
No.
Because they don't get fed like people feed them.
Yeah, but these came out of the hay field, man. This might have been somebody's pigs.
Yeah, the feral pigs do not get anywhere
near
that big.
They'll get up to 300.
The feral pigs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
What are they eating?
A lot of corn.
What corn? They're climbing the stalks out in the wild?
No, they knock them down at 300 pounds. Obviously, you've never been 300 pounds. But you walk to a cornfield at 300 pounds, stuff just falls. I almost said the S word. Just falls down that way. It's like driving a bulldozer through a playground, you know?
Here's the problem with that logic. You don't get to be 300 pounds as a feral hog unless you eat all that corn. So it has somebody else got to pull it down for you. See, you know how pigs get so big? The ones that are domesticated, I guess you call them domesticated? They get that big because we inject hormones in them and we feed them tons of stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, so they don't make a bad
story boring you, Phil.
No. It's
if you look it up on, you know, when you get a chance, look it up. You'll go online, you'll see that there's a lot of wild hogs taken that are in the 200 to 300 pound range.
Yeah, well, I would have thought 200 pounds is a really big feral hog.
Well, it's big, but it's not really big.
Okay, well, how many 300 ones are out there?
Probably more than you think.
Well, I actually watched the show where they went out and
they're all, most of them are in the 150 to 180 range.
Yeah, exactly.
But do you get some really big ones out there?
Okay. Well, they're probably the rarity, like, you know, the shark and Jaws.
Yeah.
Well, you know. The local game warden said this is the second wild hog sighting in the county in the last week.
So it's more than a sighting. You know, if you run over it, that's more than a sighting, I'd say.
When you crash into it, it's definitely more than a sighting.
Yeah, I'm sure the guy when he handed him the crutches said this was a lot more than just a sighting.
The game warden went on to say it would be wise to watch out for them, especially in vehicles and motorcycles, because they can do a lot of damage.
Especially when they're going to jump out of the 3-foot-tall grass.
And take you down.
Attack you.
And attack you.
To get their revenge for those movies.
What happened
just
in those
Just be glad
movies?
It wasn't Tim Allen. They might have taken out.
Hognado.
Oh, my God. Hognado 3. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hognado 4. Pass the bacon.
That's right.
I mean, wow.
Hognado 1. The smoking.
Yeah.
Well, all this could have been avoided. You know, Mr. Gessler had been riding the right kind of motorcycle. Yeah, Harley Davidson is one of the better ones to ride.
One with a cattle catcher on the front, right?
Could have a cattle catcher, or he could be riding one of the new hover bikes that the U.S. Army's experimenting with.
Do they really have those?
Well, the U.S. Army, as you remember a few months ago, maybe about a year ago now, we looked at Malloy Mallory hover bikes out of England.
Yeah.
And he did a Kickstart campaign. Well, the U.S. Army saw it, and they seemed to like it.
Mm-hmm.
And they conducted and just recently finished a 9-month feasibility study on using the hover bike. Now, they're going to call it the Tactical Reconnaissance Vehicle, or TRV, because we like acronyms.
Yeah, I'm going to call it the
BS.
The T-Argot. Okay. Did you think that would be a good name for it, Phil?
The T-Argot?
The T-Argot?
Yeah, the T-Argot. That would work.
Yeah. Because I've seen pictures of this thing, and we've talked about it a couple times in the past, and I'm thinking that thing hovering up there, I wouldn't want to be the guy sitting on that thing in a hostile environment. Would you?
Not at any altitude.
Yeah.
But depending on how fast it goes, it might not be a bad thing to get away from stuff on.
Maybe to get away from stuff on. But they're talking about it as a reconnaissance vehicle.
As a reconnaissance vehicle, which means you're supposed to be a snoop and
which
poop.
Is right, exactly. And the big problem with that is when you get discovered, you pretty much end up
gotta
on
run
the,
away, run away.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Right, because you can't go, you really can't go that high on them. My neighbor has 2 hovercraft.
Yeah, but those aren't.
I'll tell you what, I will get him to go take the doghouse for a ride on his hovercraft, and we'll do some video of it.
Okay.
Although the rest of the neighborhood hates it because when he takes it down the dirt road, it shoots dirt over everybody's house.
Well, that's not what this thing's like. No. It's not like a hovercraft.
Well, the TR.
It's more. You know what it's more like? It's more like the drones the kids get.
It's exactly what it's like. Yeah. It's a ducted mini copter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a four. It's a 4-rotor. Drone that's big enough for people to get on and to fall off of and to get shot off of and things like that.
Well, the Army's looking at it for a variety of purposes, including helping soldiers escape ground threats, which we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And the spokesman said the results were promising. And over the next 3 to 5 years, they're going to be working with the UK-based hover bike maker Mallory Aeronautics and Maryland Defense Company Service Engineering produced full-size
service pro like it never happened
to produce full-size prototypes.
Right. I'm not quite sure why.
That just says to me I pay too much taxes.
Oh, by far.
Because A, why are you doing... If the Army said to me, we're going to put money into a tank that saves soldiers' lives, fine. If the Army's now saying to me, we're going to give these guys something a dude with a spear can throw and crash.
Right.
That's more depressing than when 4 spears killed the dragon on Game of Thrones.
You remember?
Spoiler alert.
Land speeders on Star Wars where the little Ewoks took them out?
Yep.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, that's what this is saying to me. Listen, if the Army came up and said it's got 2 bazookas on each side and it's armor plated and all this stuff, no, I don't want something.
Then.
I don't want something right, exactly. A kid with a slingshot can take out.
Yeah, it wouldn't be able to fly if it had any armor on.
I'm sure it's going to have some armaments, but it probably won't have any armor.
Yeah,
on.
Probably not a lot because it's not going to be able to hold the weight.
Yeah, I think the first thing I would design it that thing for, I use any weight, would probably be the ejection seat
or cloaking so it went invisible.
Cloaking,
right. I'd probably
or screen.
Well, This isn't the first time that the Army's done something like this. Back
in the
60s.
No, the Army does things like that all the time.
Yeah, back in the 60s, they used a single big fan and created like a flying saucer,
yeah,
which
that.
A guy stood on.
Yeah, I saw that.
And could fly it around, but then he crashed.
Not really. Yeah, it crashed.
He crashed a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
There's nothing wrong with crashing.
Yeah, right.
Just bringing that up.
Yeah, well, they crashed, and after the government had spent you know, $40 million or so in that thing back in the 60s. They decided it wasn't practical, and then the money was gone.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
They're going to do the same thing
right
now.
And they're going to do the same with this, and it's just a waste of money.
I have high hopes for the tactical T-Argot. So.
T-Argot?
Yeah.
What is it, TRG?
TRV, Tactical Reconnaissance Vehicle.
Yeah, it doesn't even come up on a Google search, so it's not real yet.
And it's got nothing to do with...
It came from an Army website.
I don't know why they call it a hover bike anyway. It's got nothing to do with bikes.
Or hovering.
No. Just because you sit on top of something doesn't make it a motorcycle.
Like it's like, ooh, I mean, it's not even...
If you had to equate it to a big vehicle, a motorcycle is the closest one you get to.
No, the closest thing to it would have been a big version of your kid's drone. Right?
Yeah, but that doesn't sound cool.
The hover drone?
No, how about just call it...
Man drone?
Why don't you just call it the human quadcopter?
That doesn't sound as good as hover cycle.
Then go back to T-Argot, because that's what it is.
It is a target. All right. I agree.
All right. Well, anyway.
All right. We're going to have to go out the brakes, folks. Ken's got bored with this subject and wants to get off to something
else. We're actually running late. We went late long on that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. So when we get back, we're going to talk about some racing, some motocross.
Already?
I guess not.
Apparently, we're going to do the racing as the second segment to the third segment.
Oh, yeah. It looks that way, doesn't it?
Looks that way. I don't know. We'll figure it out over the break, and we'll be back. How about that?
That'll work. We'll talk more about the Argots.
Yeah, it works. Welcome back for the next segment, and it's not about racing.
The penultimate segment.
The penultimate segment.
I like that word. Anytime you can use that word, it's a good joke.
Every opportunity I have to use it, I will use it.
I do. I told Ken earlier, that's my penultimate scoop of ice cream.
I was eating, that's right, exactly.
And then you had your ultimate scoop.
Then I had the ultimate scoop of ice cream.
That's right.
Hey, can I interrupt your news for a minute, Warren?
Sure.
So somebody just tagged me in a post on Facebook, and there's a picture of these Harley-Davidson vests. That are like jean vests, like similar to like maybe what the pagans wear.
Maybe.
Right? And I it's a three patch on the back. And it says Harley up top, Davidson underneath with a skull, and it says MC in it.
Are they rockers or just straight bars?
No, they're rockers.
Somebody wasn't
very and there's an article saying this is a public service announcement to all my friends, don't buy this. Someone at Harley Davidson Motor Clothes Division needs to be educated.
I would think
you know, and I would say the same thing.
I can't
imagine Harley okaying that.
I can't imagine that they haven't already heard this, that it would get all the way through into production before somebody would have noted that this looks like a 1%er's jacket, and you're going to get your
customers
beat
up or killed.
Beat up or killed.
I'm looking, and it definitely looks like the pictures from in a dealership. It doesn't look photoshopped. It's not like a cheesy Photoshop somebody trying to like rag people or nothing. Huh. But don't be smart. Don't buy those.
If you think you're really a badass, I think you should buy one.
Oh yeah, if you are a badass, you want to signify to me you're a badass. Buy one of those. Mm-hmm. Wear it to Sturgis, Daytona, something like that. Impress me.
Yeah, prove it to us. Wear it.
Your son's anarchy can get by because everyone in the motorcycle.
Yeah, even that only gets by in certain areas.
Yeah, I think people that bought Sons of Anarchy vests. Probably were asking for an ass kicking.
I've seen them at events get spoken to.
Yeah,
that's good because they should.
They should. Yeah.
I got a Sons of Anarchy T-shirt from Iraq, and it says Sons of Anarchy Iraq. That's different.
That's a whole lot different than actually wearing a vest because that makes you look like you're a wannabe.
Yeah. Well, speaking of wannabes and posers,
that would be a poser thing.
Yeah, ran across another guy's blog called the Rider Blog, and he had this couple things on here. And I have to ask the question, are we posers?
Who, the doghouse or just people in general?
Anybody who rides a motorcycle, people in general.
No, absolutely not. I mean, not anyone. There are. I would say there's a good percentage of the population that are.
All right, well, would you be...
What do you mean by... I mean...
Well, I'm going to get to that. So are you a poser if you think a drag race is between two female impersonators?
No.
No, I've always thought that.
I knew a drag race champion. Come on!
Well, if you do, you need to list your bike on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. I think you're a poser if you put your bike on Craigslist. I will say that.
Why?
There's some good deals. You can get some.
Why would you be a poser?
No mileage.
I don't know. I'm just anti-Craigslist right now.
Well, we just put an ad.
I know. That's the best part. You're a poser.
I'm anti-Craigslist.
Oh, wait. I'm at hoser.
Oh, we're Craigslist posers is what you're
saying.
Yeah,
we're Craigslist posers. Totally. Okay.
All right. Are you a poser if you spend more time buying and installing pieces on your bikes, chrome pieces on your bikes?
Well, Warren, are you a poser?
I guess maybe with this one I am because I do like my chrome.
I would say no. That doesn't make you a poser because you like your bike to be all prettied up. Some people do.
No, yeah.
That's a personal taste thing.
Here's where I'm going to answer this. If your blog is asking these questions,
chances are you're
the poser. I don't know. What's the blog?
The Rider Blog.
The Rider Blog? Yeah. I'm going to guess that guy's probably a poser.
Are you a poser if you have special t-shirts for riding or order an event t-shirt without going?
Yeah. Well,
I didn't say you are on that
one. If you order an event t-shirt and you didn't go to the event, it could be one of two reasons. One, you're trying to support maybe what would be a charitable organization. If you're doing it just because you want to look cool, like I want a 2015 Sturgis t-shirt, and I didn't actually go to Sturgis, yeah, you're a poser.
Well, I'm going to back you up on this.
Okay.
I'm going to back you up on it. Mm-hmm. Not back you up on this. Not like back you up like I support
you're
you.
Totally confused.
Somebody needs to put a beeper on him. Yeah.
So I used to go to Sturgis, Daytona, Laconia, all the big rallies and stuff with my trucking company, you know, taking posers' bikes out there.
Right.
I used to buy, at the last day of the rally, the day after the rally, I used to buy all the shirts I could. Because you could buy a box of 40 shirts for $5.
Yeah, right.
And then I would come back and I would sell them as $5 t-shirts. And I now notice... Renegade Classic stores seem to do that now and stuff like that. You know, so if you go in and you bought a $5 t-shirt to an event you didn't go to, but because it's a $5 t-shirt, I buy $5 t-shirts all the time.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different. You're not a poser. If you say, I bought a $5 t-shirt and I was there and you weren't there, like say you went to the races at Laguna Seca and you bought and you claim you lost your phone and your iPad and all that BS, you know, you're a poser.
Right.
But
I think if you go out to buy a t-shirt from an event, and especially places where you can order them, that you didn't go to and wear it like you think it makes you look cool because you're wearing one, that's not the same as somebody picking up a $5 t-shirt.
Right.
That's somebody who's going out with
it's the same. Purpose. It ends up being the same thing, though.
It looks the same.
No, it doesn't.
It looks exactly the same.
It looks the same, but the person that went out to buy the t-shirt from an event they didn't go to intentionally is a poser. Because they're trying to pose like they went to an event, and they're cool because they went to Sturgis.
Now, this next one I think probably Phil fits into.
It's got bacon associated with it?
Well, I guess it could.
Bacon-flavored ice cream, maybe?
Phil, do you have a riding outfit that matches your bike?
No.
You don't?
No, I have nothing. You're the Harley guy that has everything that matches your bikes. I have nothing that matches my bike.
I don't think I've ever had anything that matched my bike. I mean, unless
I don't. I sold my last bike. It was a Kawasaki, and I don't own a Kawasaki shirt. I don't have a Kawasaki hat. I don't even have a Kawasaki keychain.
Right.
I've never, of any motorcycle I've owned, I've never even owned a shirt that match the brand.
Well, you want to know something that's funny is that I've owned more Honda shirts than any other brand, you know, any motorcycle manufacturer brand t-shirts, and I've never owned a Honda. Never owned a Honda.
So you know what? I would argue
I'm a reverse poser.
Yeah, I when I had my Kawasaki, I probably had four. I had a Rolling Thunder Harley Davidson shirt that I bought just because I liked the image on it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And somebody had given me a Harley Davidson shirt from some dealership they had went to and stuff. And I had a bunch of, and I had a Devil Dog shirt from Ken's old shop.
Yeah, definite poser.
And I never owned a Devil Dog custom cycle because I can't afford it because Ken's expensive.
That's right. Because well, Ken still owns them.
If you guys meet any of these requirements, or I'm sure if we really tried it, we come up with a half dozen more. Mm-hmm. Don't panic. There's no shame in taking up golf or tennis.
Yeah, there's golf posers, I imagine, too.
There's probably more golf posers than biker posers.
There's probably more.
I would say you're not a poser if you go out and ride and do your own thing. You know, if you're out there and you're pretending to hang on to some group that you don't deserve to be in.
I think there's a lot of people that ride that are posers. I absolutely do think there's a lot of people that ride that are posers. A lot of people out there posing are trying to pretend that they're badasses.
I can tell you a lot of them. Parking their BMW GS adventure bikes in front of Starbucks.
Saturday, I'm pulling out of my neighborhood, going to Home Depot to pick up a bunch of stuff and everything, and I see this sport biker on the side of the road getting a ticket. The guy takes his helmet off. He had to be 70. Full leathers. The cops are writing them. I live off of a kind of twisty, turny road.
Good for him.
And I'm like beeping the horn, giving them the thumbs up. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to get pulled over.
Good for him. Hope he doesn't hit a hog.
And we're back here on the Doghouse on ntnradio.com. We did not mention that yet this show.
That we are on ntnradio.com?
Yeah, we didn't mention that.
Well, how many times do we have to mention it?
A bazillion. I don't know. No, just once.
Actually,
at least once.
The most important thing we have to mention is that you can...
Name the show after yourself on.
If you like the show, you need to...
You can keep your show.
That's right. If you like the show, you can keep your show. And you have to show you like it by going to www.patreon.com/NTN and helping us support the show, which we do want to remind everybody that we ceased our video production because we couldn't afford to do it, and we need more. We just simply couldn't afford to continue it.
And nobody seemed to watch.
Well, you know, they might if they supported the show by going to patreon.com/NTN.
That is true. That would be true.
But you can donate pledge as little as $1 an episode if you like the show. And if you don't want to pay $1 for the show, go listen to another show. You obviously don't care for it if it's not worth $1.
There goes our numbers. Bye, everybody. Yeah, right. But whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah, there we go. Cares? That's the attitude. I did not want to take you down that path. I'll beep all that out. Don't worry about it.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
So if you hear a long beep, that's just Ken calling you cheap.
Don't do
no,
that.
No, I don't know.
if you like the show and you aren't willing to pay for it, then yeah, you are cheap.
All right, easy. We'll beep that. I'll change that to effers or something like that.
Yeah, right.
That'd be better.
Hey, you MFers, go ahead, get to patreon.com/NCM.
Shoot the lock off your wall. Stop. We're getting away. Do we want to talk like some racing around the area news, or do we want to jump into Supercross and then do that afterwards? All right, let's do Supercross.
Yeah, this is your segment. You figure it out.
All right, yeah. I'm not Supercross, Motocross. So motocross was at Washougal Nationals, which is the Peterson Cat, Washougal Nationals.
Which is Washougal,
Washington. Washougal?
Right. Where the people can ride and smoke doobies at the same time.
Yeah, well.
They're allowed to do that.
I might explain why the finish for some of the guys.
That's right. Actually, it might explain some of it. You know, the thing was they had a good crowd, and it was soaking wet out there.
It was soupy.
It was just a mess out there, and the only way the crowds that I can believe the crowds would have sat out there, most of them not undercover the whole time in there, is because they were smoking pot, which is legal in Washington State.
Yep.
You know, and that would make sense. Yeah. Miserable weather, and it was miserable for the points leader. Jeremy Martin did not have a great weekend.
Yeah, but you know, for the thing about it with Jerry Martin is he's the only guy that could afford to have a weekend like that.
Yeah, and he did have it. Sometimes it's not always about being like, I can do that.
He did not have the worst weekend possible. Let's put it that way.
No, he didn't. He did. The second race, he pulled it together and got a third. The first race, he finished ninth.
Yeah, but he's still, you know what he did, the most important thing when you're a win, and this is, I think, what championship winners do, is when you have a really bad weekend, you still collect some decent points, not obviously the best, but he did, you know, it's not like Adam Cianciarulo, who ended up getting injured early
again.
Right, yep.
So that's kind of the way it is with Jeremy Martin. Cooper Webb had a good weekend. I guess he likes the soup there. He had a second and a first to take the overall for the weekend, which is good for him. You know, he's one of those riders I've been watching for a while. We've talked about several times,
and he's been having a good run. If his beginning of a season has went as well
as the end,
the second third of a season, he would have been competing for the championship right now.
Well, he didn't have a first part of the season because he was injured.
Right, that's what I said. If his first part went the way the second, third,
you know, and we got to see some of the battle, and we wanted to see between Cooper Webb and Marvin Musquin.
Yep,
you know, we finally are getting to see that.
Right, they swap places.
Yep, they did swap places. And then Christian Craig, out of nowhere, he must love the soup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he kind of come up and it's like, haven't really talked to him. He hasn't really made any radars. Aaron Plessinger, who's a kid who I think is an up-and-comer.
Yeah, but there were a number of guys that raced this weekend that we don't really talk about very much, if at all, who seem to appear to like the sloppy tracks.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes it's fun to get all sloppy and dirty and muddy.
I hated the sloppy tracks.
Did you really?
See, hate them because you were blind. We didn't have tear-offs, Phil. You were just blind.
Well, I thought you still had the wood visors back
then. Yeah, we pretty much did. We carried a little squeegee with us when we went around the track.
See, the funny thing is the only person on the NTN network who's actually in the Motorcycle Hall of Fame.
It's true.
Mr. Brian Downey always says he loves those. He's like, that was always his favorite.
He likes sloppy tracks?
Yeah.
Well, it kind of fits him, don't you think?
Yeah, it kind of does. It's like, I've seen you eat.
Yeah, that's right. Know? Yep, exactly.
But so he loves those. Over in the 450 class, you know, Ryan Dungey, he took the overall with a second and first. But on the back side of that, you got the new anti-Sampson. You know, cut my hair, I can finally race.
Right, yep.
Barcia with the 1 and 2.
You got to say his name right. It's Fear the Beard, Barcia.
Yeah, I'm not fearing the beard.
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam. He's going to be Bam Bam to me forever.
Right.
He can take the Fear the Beard and shove it where I don't grow hair. That's what I'm saying.
That's probably nowhere.
I think this was his seventh hole shot in a row.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is that's very, very impressive.
Yes.
Now, why he's not in a better position in the championship is because you got to go look at all the races where he didn't score any points early on.
Right. You know? Where he was you know, way back there and stuff.
I mean, this is what everybody was expecting from when he came up in the 250s.
Right.
We haven't seen any of it. Now, the question is, will he be able to maintain this?
Don't know.
I mean, if he could.
Well,
he's
maintained the starts.
He's maintaining the starts for 7 stops in a row, but that we're how many? 15 stops in now, something like that. So I don't know if that.
Yeah,
he had a bad beginning of the season. We'll see what the very end. There's only four stops left, I believe.
There's only
4 stops left. If he continues on through the rest of it, then he's going to be a strong favorite going into next season, and then the pressure's on.
Yeah, but next season's going into Supercross where he doesn't seem to do as well.
Yeah, no, definitely hasn't. But he did well in the Supercross in the 250s. He's miserable in the 450s in Supercross.
And then Christoph Purcell took the third spot overall.
Yeah.
With a third and fifth. And in the conditions and stuff. And he seems to be one of those guys that likes the soup.
Yeah, he's a mutter.
He's a mutter. Mm-hmm. Ken Roczen had a 7th and a 3. Did not have a world's great race.
Well, no. Ken Roczen has actually come out and said he is not does not favor the sloppy tracks. He's going to be helped by some of the tracks that are upcoming, but it's just too late.
Yeah, I think it's a little too late.
He missed too many opportunities. Yep. He was out injured for too long.
Yep.
It's a pretty respectable comeback, but there's nothing. At this point, there's nothing.
Yeah, well, he and Barcia are tied at 331 points apiece.
I think
Barcia's right
going to, well, depending on what, like I said, there's some tracks that favor him coming up. We'll see, but Barcia right now is unpredictable.
Barcia's looking strong.
He's unpredictable, so you don't know.
So that'll be good. I want to switch over to their next, they have this week off, I believe, and next week. And 2 weeks from now, they're in Unadilla.
up in New York.
Yep. So we'll see how that all plays out and see what's going on there. A couple stories on the road racing side. Apparently, Casey Stoner has lost the edge.
Why do you say he's lost the edge?
He crashed, boom, bang, boom, boom, broken leg, broken shoulder, bruised uterus. I mean, the whole nine.
He had a pretty bad wreck.
It was really bad.
It
was a pretty bad wreck, and he immediately afterwards said that it was mechanical, and Honda denied it.
At first.
For quite a while, Honda
denied
it.
The throttle got stuck open, and they were like, you just forgot how to ride.
Right.
You know, but now they're saying it actually did stick open.
Yeah, no, now they're admitting that, in fact, that the throttle did stick open. They found proof that it did, and all these people were... Poor Casey was being hammered.
He was.
There was more whining going on
from
him.
You know, because he's known for being a whiner.
Right, and blaming the bike. He's also known for blaming the bike. But you know what? Casey Stoner, in most cases that I've seen when he's complained about the bike in the past, he's been dead on. And in this case, it's been proven that he was right. It was a stuck throttle.
And it was a mess. It was a high-speed crash. Went over a little tough barrier wall kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, it looked horrible.
It looked horrible. The bike was bouncing all around and stuff.
Ended up with a broken leg and a broken shoulder.
Yeah, I bet you that none of that hurt as much as the talking to he got from his wife after that.
Yeah. Honey, I told you to stop doing that motorcycle right there. Yeah, I was not doing bad. I'm sure.
Did he ever race again?
He was leading.
He will race again.
Yes, he will. And he was leading at the time. His team was leading. He felt bad for his team. But they were leading at Suzuka at the time in the endurance race when it happened. So
yeah, that was the 8 hours of Suzuka race.
Right, yeah.
Now, into names that I'm not going to be able to pronounce worth a damn. Forward Racing will not be competing at Indy in the MotoGP round coming up.
How can they just not compete?
let me finish the title. Yeah, following arrest of team owner Giovanni Cazzari. This is according to RoadRacingWorld.com. Great place to get some news if you want to know. But apparently they got old team owner, and the Forward Racing is Lars Baz, Stefan Bradl, Simone Corsi, and Lorenzo Baldessari. The only one I really like is Baldessari just because I think it's a cool name.
Oh, I like Bradl.
Yeah, Bradle's not bad.
Baz, I have no use for whatsoever.
He's French.
Right.
But according to the report I'm reading here on Road Racing World magazines, Giovanni Cazzari, the Italian citizen who owns and manages Athena Forward Racing, was arrested July 13th in Switzerland on charges of suspicion of corruption and aggravated money laundering. If you go to launder money, don't get caught.
Is he part of FIFA?
Might be. Yeah, I know. The music's coming up. That means the show's over.
It looked awful early. Oops.
Fumble.
Well, wait. You know what? Let's talk right through it.
You want to talk right through it? Like
Screw it.
We're going to go?
Yeah. Do we cover everything?
Pretty much. The only other thing I was going to say is this week, World Superbikes in Sepang, and if Reyes scores 25 points more than Sykes, he'll be the champ.
Right, which is, that's a lot of points more.
Way early.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So let's punch out, and I'll figure out what's wrong with the clock after the fact.
All right. We'll punch us out, Phil.
All right, we're out of here. We'll be back next week, allegedly.